A few minutes later, Cal, Miz, and Lauren stood at the end of the path, watching Mech trudge along it towards the house. A cool Philly breeze rolled along the deserted street, carrying smells that made Miz's snout furrow in disgust. Yards which Cal had once torn across on his BMX stood empty and still. Lauren eyed the grass warily, her hand on the holster slung across her hip.
Hear anything? Bug-wise, I mean.
Miz cocked her head and raised one wolf-like ear.
Yeah, but nothing too close.
Lauren nodded, but didn't relax. She turned to Cal.
How you doing?
What? Oh, fine. Yeah, fine. It's just weird, you know? I grew up here. I have a lot of good memories of this place.
Cal looked over to see that Mech had broke the floor of the porch and the handrail.
Shiz!
You know, before an 8-foot-tall robot man smashed it to bits. Jesus Christ, Mech! Baby steps! This is my childhood here!
Hey, fuck you, man. I'm doing my best. You build a house out of paper, what do you think's gonna happen? I don't see why I gotta be the one to check for bugs anyhow.
He trudged on into the house, disappearing inside.
All clear.
Okay. So I'll just go in, get the stuff we're here for, and get back out. You two stay here and watch for evil bug creatures.
He puffed out his cheeks.
Maybe we should come up with some sort of signal in case you see any. Some sort of, you know, like, code word.
Arg, there's fonking bugs everywhere, running for your life.
Bingo, that's perfect. Let's go with that.
He turned back to the house.
Okay, I'm doing this. I am so doing this.
Lauren put a hand on his arm.
You'll be fine. I'm right here if you need me. I mean, you know, we both are.
With a smile and a nod, Cal pressed on up the path. Mizette and Lauren watched him until he was through the door.
Wow. Well, that didn't make you look desperate at all.
Uh-huh.
I was being sarcastic again, by the way.
Really? You don't say.